Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Johannesburg took down a solidarity banner that read, "Welcome to the most race-regulated country in the world." The union is weighing the legal action against the city. Is this about bylaws? Is it a threat to free speech? It is very, very challenging. We are joined by William Bird. He's the director of Media Monitoring Africa. William, good morning. It is certainly not uncomplicated, because whether we agree with that statement or not should be irrelevant in how we look at things. Is that correct?
Good morning. Well, I think it's when you look at how advertising is regulated, there are a couple of things. So it's slightly different to what you can say on your radio, for example, as opposed to what you're doing when you're putting an advertising billboard on a highway, which is what they did. So they would be subject to the Advertising Regulatory Board's authority, because it's in a public space and it's a billboard, it's a standard advertising hoarding. So I think that you'd look at that, and there the clause that's most relevant for this is the one around whether or not it causes significant offence. And ironically, despite them not requiring adverts to be truthful, or at least broadly factual and accurate, they do dissuade people from being offensive. So your first question might be, well, is this offensive? And on that level, you say, well, it could be offensive to some and it may not be to others. But when you look at the kind of subtext of what they're suggesting, right, because on a level, is South Africa, does race matter in terms of our laws and in terms of how issues are applied and conceived of? And of course the answer is yes, right? So on a fairly simple level, you might say, well, there's nothing wrong with that, because we are regulated in terms of those things. Race matters in South Africa because of our past and our history, and addressing all of those injustices requires that, right? But we know that that's not the point that they're getting at, because it's coming from solidarity and it's firmly and clearly linked to solidarity and branded as such. So it's not like they're trying to hide behind that. So then your question is, well, is it offensive on that basis, knowing that this is what they're doing? And that would be for the advertising board to determine whether or not that would meet their determination of offensive. Then you look at the city of Joburg's response to this, and unfortunately it seems that they've revealed, they've shown their own cards as to why they did it, which does not appear to be on the basis of saying, look, this is South Africa. What are you talking about? If you can't see the racial injustice in South Africa, then you're obviously, living in cloud cuckoo land. And instead of taking that kind of angle and talking about why there's a need for this and how this is offensive, they talk about it in relation to how, this is about the G20, and you can just see that this is something that would have then made them feel deeply embarrassed that this is there, and they seem to have acted out of anger in response to that, rather than on the basis of what the actual issues are. So I suspect that even if you find it offensive. Or you hate it, the correct path should have been to go to the Advertising Regulatory Board, or for the City of Joburg to say to them, listen, this is a problem with this advert. We're giving you 24 hours to take it down. If you don't, we'll take other kind of legal action. Instead of which, they appear to have gone in, all hot-handed and
gung-ho,
and taken it down. And now you've given Solidarity a good argument to say we're the victims of a government that's trying to oppress us, and you can see how terrible it is, et cetera, et cetera.
And I'm not even sure that most of us would have, even unless you drive past there, I'm not even sure that most of us would have known about it. We certainly wouldn't have been having these conversations had it not been dealt with in this way. Ironically, that they've certainly given it, the city of Johannesburg has given it life.
Yeah, exactly. And again, if they just dealt with it by, being doing what officials are meant to do. Go there, say, this is the problem with this, show us your permissions for this advert, tell us what the issues are, we're going to submit a complaint on these and these bases, and maybe, you know, there are other bases on which they could say that they were unhappy about that, that they could have then asked them to remove it, but they didn't. So they just went and simply tore it down, and I think that that's a... You know, they've now given fuel to Solidarity's thing and made sure that whatever money they spent on that is now going to be very well earned, because more and more people are going to be raising it. So on some level, if you say we race regulated, it's true. But of course, are we the most race regulated?
No, I mean, it can't be. I mean, nonsense. You look at a country like Iran, look at many, many countries around the world, and obviously it's hyperbolic, but I didn't think about that angle, is that this is regulated by advertising, and that would be the direction that they should have gone. Is that right?
Yep, definitely. And again, you can understand, though, why they may well have been offended by this. A lot of why the majority
it was designed
of people
to be offensive.
Would be offended by that. And again, that would be a legitimate purpose in terms of the code to say this advert causes offense because we know what you're actually trying to do, and therefore we are going to ask you to remove it. We're giving you 24 hours to remove it. If you don't, we will be going and removing it ourselves. So that would, I think, have been a far more considered approach by the city. Again, I suppose it is the city of Joburg. So the fact that they managed to act on something within a very short period of time
is also
we should possibly be
impressive.
Delighted. You know,
it is absolutely fascinating. So in terms of Solidarity, what would be the steps that they would take in order to either correct this or hold the city liable? I mean, would they take the city to the Constitutional Court because it's an infringement of their free speech, or do they take it another angle?
I mean, they may go and take them to court on the basis of the legal actions of the city. They may charge them with, unfair. They may even, in fact, go and take it to. They may try and make an argument in the Equality Court that this was because this was an egregious limitation on their right to freedom of expression. I'm not sure they would win that, but stranger things have happened. So I imagine what this has done, though, is open a number of legal avenues to Solidarity that almost certainly wouldn't have been there had the city just gone and followed process. And I guess what we are at the moment relying on is a media report. So we don't know if perhaps, in fact, the city did, in fact, follow due process and did try and alert them and did follow these steps, in which case then it's going to be a lot harder for Solidarity to launch any kind of potential action. But I think it would be to be going and alleging a limitation.
So it's interesting. Listeners have sent me a picture of another billboard, also on the mic one, and it's a large billboard. It looks like blood dripping from the top, and it says "Sanction the terrorist, genocidal Israeli in inverted commas state, murdering and stealing from Palestinians since 1948." That would be a similar thing. That could be that the path there would be to go to the advertising board and say this is deeply offensive, and this should be sanctioned or taken down.
Exactly, and you then have to say, well, on what basis is the city prepared to act in this instance and not prepared to act in this instance when this may well be very offensive to a whole group of people?
Right.
Arguments take place.
Exactly.
And I mean, the thing is this, is where you sit on that spectrum of whether you support it or not doesn't actually matter. It is about saying let the arguments be heard and assess it and determine on the basis of each of the billboards in context these and these are the arguments, and this is the case as to why it either should be removed or why it shouldn't be removed. I mean, I'm amazed that there haven't already been a number of complaints about that billboard, as you've just read it out.
Absolutely,
against the Advertising Regulatory Board, and also against the city for allowing that kind of sort of advert. So again, you do then want to say, well, we also want to encourage free speech, even when it is hard, even when it's offensive, even when it's difficult. You know, but again, that's why I say the advertising standards, Advertising Regulatory Board's code is really interesting in relation to advertising. If you're advertising, they don't like offensive. But if you are a comedian, or if you are someone else outside of that, or if you write an offensive opinion, or if you voice an offensive opinion on your radio, for example, that's protected speech. So, but for advertising, they seem to want to steer away from that, which I think is curious. So
could potentially
result in a challenge to the Advertising Regulatory Board's code itself.
That's where we leave it. Thank you, William Bird, Director of Media Monitoring Africa.